Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Your voice. Guiana Mando Sili Bada Dada Daba Ante Kada Dalala Aya. Close your eyes and worship. Apaniniya Ante Lele Koba Aya. Rabadele Mando. Ierele Mahandolo Siliele. Hibobo. Can I hear the voices of people? Ria, Asiela, Yanolo, Asanda Namando, Banana Namando, Gio. Your eyes are closed, your hands are lifted. Let's finish our worship.
I'll put you in front of me. You are the murderer. You are the murderer. I will make room for you. You are the, you are the, you are the, oh, where, you are, oh, where,
your two hands as Mama Lizzie closes the worship with prayer. Your two hands are lifted. Close your eyes. Give him a very microphone.
That's right. Calvary Abrantie. Ahuofe makuofe hino bincha wa huofe. Nyansabu akwa nyankupon eni wudin. Aye bi afudi wujin wa wode won kwato ho banje se urade ye mfa so enya nkwa ne enya nmro so anope ye peja wujin krokoro anope ye ma wujin so urade e nna ye sie bebiro ye tenkwa ne ho wujin mu a enye eto bi enye hanyan san bi na mom aye wadom adom ne kra. Aba eja oto fo wo ma eja wase. All right, you pay job with Jane. I ready. I never kaya ye fro. Kaya ye wure biya ye wude faswa. Wode adjobe slo kobi adjobe ya no pay ye. Wasi ye siye jay. Ashe ye duwe nyam. Ye jay jube diye shawonsa. All right, betra wegum. Begu wasa wano. Ne enyi nam bebre. I wawo jays wude jay. To be biya fri we wurade. Wama ya suma wafidu ye mu hada pay ye. Wasi wu jay en to wakumo. I wawo jays wude jay mu. Ya jawase. That Jawasi Adominity. Amen.
Good morning to everybody who is listening to us on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and only sister stations around the nation, including Sweet Flow in the city of Tamale. Good morning to you. I would like to greet everybody on GN Television, Amansan TV, all our lovely friends on Podcast Live, YouTube Live on Prophet Dr. Kofi Odru, and also all our family, our online church on Facebook Live. It is a great honor and a privilege to come your way with God's word. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We're going to be with you from now until top of the hour. And also to let you know that we are transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort Ampon Memorial Temple Tesano in the city of Accra. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. Our focal point is the Christ. We are here purpose to see the Christ." Having read you this, let me, you know, even though this is an English service, I just take my time and do a retreation of Johannes and Peter. You to me, no, you more yet, you know, near the Unabacquet. If you actually say, and quite a few women say, Hila Fubi, one more, or by fashion, I send him so about the sorry. One will be Philip will fit beside a Wagalali and in chain will be catcher and say, we would have, yep, I said, you want to use, or by Philip will fit beside a Wagalali and in chain, the catcher and said, Uda, yep, I said, so I haven't read you that. I will go further and read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare," the Bible said, "it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Yes, I'm a king. I'm saying for me, I'm not quite bad. Yeah, but also me, I know pay mono for him. Sure, you know, I can't kind, you know, we need in a tree. Look at some picture, you know, back on. Imoa yadu ya sana yadu ya sanum eni yadu ya sensi ya ensempano said ye luka kire de bre yano nitra ye yadu yonuba akon imoa yadu ya sana yadu yadu ya sensi ya tifi ya kire ni se kokobo babro sep mohi homo hui ye epochana ensambura nankwe muda kine wuni yama ene hau anshamo kraso na edano ame tumu pofrimu sefidi ye wasi ya beba wane ya teas asine eniso itu ubianya inu ansele debia wenya huotene edi yadu ya niyafri niyame ebebe ne mo ya kuchina unipapa nini intu monyo hii na monsida debia na monya huo tini diya kani ya frini ya mebiipa. I wish I can explain it. Ni ya mebiipa ababro nukule ntima njiri chiri mui ni ya meneni suso chile kurungu wa ntimi hamu bosu sadi ya tia iti wafreni ni ya mebi ni ya mebi ni ya mebi. Sabo frabi to me a fit to a new coon one a man. And here maybe. So will be bit to me a fit to a new one, yabon one a year in prince. So will be 1 year, will be done a whole. Now I'm back down and in them plan them. I come for you them for a fit to a yabon a kuno. And here maybe. Sapa will be a wedding for Shia. In 2-9, it me kobo somso. Two piske drew. A ye near maybe. Pa! So will be a. Where you kwa shia babi to me a jina wo him poenim. Dina tam! A ye near maybe. Sa! Inipabi to me edited a krum krum a sai. Sa! Midino kure! Akusi wo wum. Mejumayim. Nanso wumbe dane and someone near butu and near me bitisa to you and near me bitisa a sofa pa edimukai abedaninsi wun fa wubi yere a sambi jina wiyechi ke kansi wufu and near me
You will see it in this end time. A near maybe. A near maybe I know what dinner. Sir, and she did name still yet your busuni ebebe uradimu castle. A near maybe. Ubivanya to go draw power anum nipa muja. A near maybe. A near maybe. Because all pet de bread. The Tinipa Wura, you know, some. And here may be. This is an English service. Let me stick to it. And here may be certain things, all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Take heed. Take heed. There are things that are coming to pass. Very, very wicked things, like, you know, for. Mothers and fathers to bury their children. Yes, we will reject God and the holy things of God and turn into abominable people, blasphemous people. It's growing to be all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Those things will include having the form of godliness, yet we deny the power thereof. You don't understand it, but it is with us. And here maybe when people speak blasphemous things, like Jesus Christ married Mary of Magdala, and they have a child who lives in Italy. I want to see that child. And here maybe praise beyond your own capacity. And here maybe you may be sitting in the presence of God. Good morning to all of you. Hallelujah. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody. Allow me to read Revelation chapter 11, verse number 1 and 2 to you. Right after that, I will take off and then we can cruise for the next 40 minutes. And I give God the glory. The Bible said, and there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod. The Bible said, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple and the altar and them that worship therein. I will want to read the same verse in different courses. But before I will do that, allow me to read to verse number 2, end of 2, and then we'll read both verses in different versions. The Bible said, but the court which is outside of the temple or without the temple, leave it or leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under their foot 42 months. Maybe just for GNT, let us do it in verse number 1 and 2, and then possibly we can cruise. The Bible said, I was given a stick that looked like a measuring rod, and I was to go and measure the temple and the altar and count those who are worshiping in the temple. Look at verse number 2. And the Bible said, but do not measure the outer courts, because they have been given to the heathen who will trample on the holy city for 42 months. May God bless the reading of his word. I look at this particular scripture and I'm looking at the course of what is happening all around the world in this last days.
and even in the middle of a global pandemic. And now when I look at where the church and where the pulpit and where the altar of God stands in this particular end time, I equate the events of eschatological or end time events that are happening all over the place. I equate it to the scripture when Jesus asked, if the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? I believe and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God has raised some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some to be teachers and some to be pastors and the empowerment of the body of Christ, and that all will come into a perfect note until Christ redeems his church. And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26, the Bible said that he will wash the church and sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He goes to verse number 27 and says something emphatically, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But the church shall be holy. The church, the pulpit shall be holy. The people that work on it as altar workers unto Almighty God, the Bible said they will be holy. The people who are Levites and priests, high priests, Levites, Gershonites, Merarites, and Kohathites, the Bible said they will be holy. The people who will lift up songs like gatekeepers and songs, people who are going to, lift up songs like the people who will alter the songs, gospel musicians who will write songs, and you are, who are going to sing unto the Lord. The Bible said they will be holy. The people who will come into the temple and worship Almighty God, washed in the blood of the Lamb, receive salvation in Christ Jesus, redemption, atonement, regeneration, and the people whose names have been documented in the book of life, who are awaiting the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The Bible said they will be holy. Holy! Holy. I have had a month, brother. They will be holy. They will be holy. In other words, on Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. But when he said there shall be deliverance, he also said there shall be holiness. On Mount Zion will not only be deliverance, but shall be holiness. When we talk about holiness, we are not only talking about sexual purity and all forms of integrity. We are also talking about holiness in the conscience, holiness in the heart, holiness in the intention, holiness in the mind, holiness in wunsusuye, holiness in the wujinifa wunyaho. Holiness! Holiness. There shall be holiness. I'm seeing all manner of things in this end time. And all these, the Bible have already talked about it. But the Bible is saying that he will cleanse the church and make it holy, so that there will be no wrinkle and there will be no spot and there will be no any of such thing. It is on that premise that the Bible was building upon something in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1 to 10. The Bible was saying in Ephesians, the Bible said in verse number 1, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespass and in sins. In verse number 2, the Bible says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. You is documented in verse number 2. Look at the spirit that is working in the children of disobedience. It is not only unbelievers that are referred to as children of disobedience. Every rebel, anybody that has rebel against the grace of God and against the love that God has bestowed upon humankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that anybody who believes in him will not perish but come to eternal salvation. That is what the Bible says. In other words, God has loved the world. 1 John 3:1, the Bible said, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh yeah, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be called the children of God. Go back to Ephesians chapter 2 and from verse number 2, listen to that. There is something that is working in the children of disobedience. Something. Look at it clearly. According to the prince of the power of the air, he is talking about fashion. He's talking about media. He's talking about the things that the enemy will use very much. Yeah, social media. Prince of the power of the air. Even though I am preaching with social media, this said social media will be used for witchcraft, for pornography. Yeah. You know, there are sites on the internet and there are Facebook pages who teaches sodomy. There are pages that teaches pornography. There are pages that are teaching how to have sex. Yeah, there are teaching people how to be a gay. How to be gay on Facebook. Those people are not having, you know, just 1K or 1.23 K watching me. When we are preaching, people do not even give attention to what the word of God is saying. Well, even when it comes to preaching, they said you could feel no preaching and come on the enemy. No, this generation don't want it. Yeah, they don't want it. Cause shop porn sites and look at the number of people who follows these sites. It will amaze you that you will have preachers watching. You will have some Christians watching. It will amaze you that you will have some gospel musicians who have become crazy addicts of pornography, of nudity. Send me your nudes. Now what they are coming on. Yet she is in the choir. Oh, they are not only in choir. Some are preaching. Some are prophesying. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. The pisami will say, a DA and a what picture will be out on it. At the end of the womb. At the end of the womb. And Niyama baby say, a GDA. Christosumo say, when you mean you say, but more frisewiasi fryani. I'm telling you, gradually the world is increasingly telling us it's normal. It's normal. So for so you actually be dodo and you be more than fan of chinchinesa and biapa. What you call any be, the Bible calls it compromise. What you call civilization, what you call urbanization, and what you call modernization, the Bible calls it compromise. You are destroying the word of God with your tradition. You are diluting the word of God, the grace of God, with your tradition. It now is becoming normal. People come to church, they are not holding Bibles. It's becoming normal. People masturbate, it's normal. They are preaching and they are sleeping with their girlfriends, it's normal. People can quote scriptures, they can preach very powerfully, and yet their wives are enemies to them, and that is normal. You know, that is very normal. You will have friends who will tell you, you know, about your one and high high na one tia tianua will be bua fauso, and it is becoming normal when people abuse their own spouses in their families. Yet, when you're very great prophet or prophesier, and yet does not have any morals. Now it has become normal for people to even a preacher, an apostle, a bishop, you know, a Christian, to go and make babies out of hell, out of his matrimonial home. And it is normal. It when so from America and I saw from the or no moment or what problem. So Kofidro preaching here, Kofidro moment or what problem. And so what God is doing in this end time is that Adiabia a pro Adiabia I say Adiabia Ayefi Adiabia in Munyamuniho when you fi. When you make a pra Sanya Maninda, a free new fear, and son, and Maria to some you know about Messer Pass or the Papa Neco. I see, I'm sorry, sorry for Jimmy and sorry. Adoso, ababe fra Christo Yesu, and sorry, ube kone jimmy, babro kasiye ye munsem bebrehi, e bibe brea, asembi anywa, zangro fuiti mi hunuka. Jimmy, which I almost hear, domino. O domino say, when will be a yashira na ya dominator? Huh? O domino say, saying, O domino say, the truth will make you or liberate you and make you free. Oh, come on, somebody clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, 3. Let's continue from verse number 3. Interestingly, in the third verse, the Bible said, among whom also all had our conversation in time past with the lust, note the plurality, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. On Tuesday night, we will be going into the desires of the flesh and the desires of the mind. That is where we will take the course on Tuesday night in Bible study, in our non-denominational Bible study, which starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday to 7:30. It's going to be an awesome time. And where by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The Bible said in verse number 4, and it continues so, say, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he has loved us. God is rich in mercy and his great love. When he has loved us, he proceeds further and says, you know, even when you were dead in sin, how quicken you together. In other words, anybody who sins without Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior of your life, instantly you die a spiritual death. Like I told you on radio the other time, Obia watibani musunsumu wewu ya tuedra ibenyao ya bodia ibenyao ya deuko oko so ibenyao ya chichiri wukuna kuma ibenyao ya chichiri nuhira kuma ibenyao upidi umfuni kotubebi ibenyao tuyeliye because you are dead spiritually. And that is why I'm telling you to give your life to Christ and serve him in spirit and in truth. Let him be your Lord and your personal Savior. Let him be your joy, the lifter up of your head. We want to see Jesus, the parabolist, Jesus, the miracle worker, Jesus, the bread of life, Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, Jesus, the lifter up of hers, Jesus, the elevator of destinies, Jesus, who changes destinies and open doors, Jesus, the lifter and the raiser of all them that have been abased, Jesus, who makes a way where there is no way, Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the deliverer, Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, our soon coming King, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, at the mention of his name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, not Kweku free, not Agonodi, Jesus, not Antoinyama, Jesus, not all these funny religions. I'm talking about Christ. And I will remind you this morning. They will say things like, "Osumni Nayepe," it's a lie. It's a lie. The God of the Bible is not the God of the other religions. It's a big difference. One to the Mekai, and I will repeat it again. The God of the Bible is not the God of the other religions. Yeah, Yahweh, heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. Yeah, he sits enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. He said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything?" Somebody clap your hands. Give him glory in the house of God. Exalt his name. When I was dying in sins, he saved my life. A sinner saved by grace. I don't take it for granted. I was dead in sins, and he took my place and died for me. Today we don't even talk about the cross. I just say Easter Drew. We don't talk about the cross. A preacher can preach for an hour and the name Jesus is not even mentioned. Who are you preaching about then? Who called you then? Who are you? You know, and it is so sad, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that is the noise that is coming into the house of God. That is the, you know, the noise that is emanating into the house of Almighty God. Real substance is getting out. Insinhunu is coming in. Insinhunu is coming in. Now, when we say prophetic ministry, people want to say you will have two cars, you will have five mansions, you are going to America. That they think is prophecy. Prophecy is also when God rebukes you, when God chastens you, when God straightens you, when God aligns you with it. That also is prophecy. Jesus is coming again. It's also prophecy. Maranatha is also prophecy. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. It's also prophecy. God will judge you. It's also God is also prophecy. When I look at your spiritual entertainment, the entertainment that have come into the house of God to replace worship. We can have a service for 4 hours and it's full of entertainment. People are entertaining themselves in the house of God. I am reminding you, your days are taken. You are all gravitating towards the throne of God. Very soon, you will be standing judgment. I'm reminding you, very soon, entertain more. Continue to entertain yourself. The Lord is showing me this, that, that, that. There are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. The Holy Spirit, I will repeat it. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is a Holy Spirit. It's a Holy, He is a Holy Spirit. Therefore, if somebody speaks to me out of a convoluted spirit and say, "Thus saith the Lord," I wonder where that came from. Because God's spirit is holy. Yeah. God's spirit is holy. And so when people talk and you know, and then we get excited, grow up. The Lord says, and our politicians are already dazed.
God says he has chosen person A. Another person says God says he has chosen person B. Which kind of God is that? Even human beings will not do that. Which kind of God is that? And I'm telling you, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Because God will not hold guiltless anybody that takes his name in vain. I'm telling you, what God has not spoken, he has not spoken. Don't talk gibberish when the Lord has not spoken. Let there be order in the house of God. Let there be order in the pulpit. Let there be order in your spirit. Let there be order in your conscience. Let there be order in your mind. Let there be order. Let there be order. Sit down. You know, when you read verse number 8, the Bible said we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. And then in verse number 9, he said, yeah, in verse 10, he goes up and said, for we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. In other words, anybody that have been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, he lives in good works, which is before ordained, that God says that we should walk in good works because we are sanctified and pledged in his blood and we are filled with his eternal spirit. The Bible said, if the spirit that raised up Christ dwells in you, that same spirit shall also quicken your mortal body. When God spoke to Adam and Eve and he said, I have given you all power. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, take dominion. The Bible says very emphatically that God had granted them grace and power and dominion, and they had branded all things. They call a good goat, they call a dog dog, and the Bible said it was so. God has granted them so much power and grace, and God said, you shall eat everything that is in this garden except the fruit of good and evil. Thou shalt not touch that fruit. The Bible said when the devil came in Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4, he came to counter what God had said. The serpent said, you will not die. Did God say you will die? It's a lie, you will not die. Noise is coming into the house of God. Just like noise was in the garden. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 6. The Bible said there is a voice of noise in the city and the voice of God in the temple. There are two voices now. The voice of noise and then the voice of the Lord. Because here, the voice of the Lord is speaking, but the people are not hearing because the voice of noise is attractive. Noise! Look at some of the reality shows you watch on TV and the things you follow, and you are passionately following this. Messi Washiase, Bebia, you know, Unipa, Negudia, where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. I'm telling you. All this madness following, you know, that this person, the partner is this person, and they are contesting in a reality show, and Christians are sitting down clapping. Mushare, listen, Mushare. Mushare! My Yahweh, my Yahunam, my Yahunam! My Yahunam. You are following the noise. The noise. When Smith Wigglesworth was alive, he even didn't read newspapers. When you were coming to his house and you had a newspaper, he would tell you, leave the devil's paper by the door and come inside. Even newspapers, Smith Wigglesworth never read it. And then when he sits on the train in London, he will not speak to anybody. The man is just sitting quietly in the train and all he's doing is and the glory of God will come upon an ordinary train and everybody will weep and they
they will break down and they will repent and give their lives to Christ without anybody calling for an altar call, because one person is on the train. You follow madness and you want to carry the Spirit of God and you want to carry the anointing and you want to carry the glory of God. God does not follow foolishness. God does not follow madness. When I'm in a chimney for Nante, when I'm in a sea for Nante, I'm telling you, what is your joy on TV? I want to ask. A preacher is preaching, they won't watch it. Christians, they will not watch it. Then Christians will need TV or better data. And that is why most of you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you. Jesus asked a question. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Ha! Someone to me, mama. Someone to me, mama. I see any man you do, actually. We'll be to me, giant. Now about reality shows. Now what we will be for us, me pay we. Now Christ will fight you, no more bombs. Kwasi adwin ben na aba mososano. Bible from Monday to Friday, kura won't be here Bible mu. It is not a concern to you. Wo shi asie intinye asenhia ma. Wo shi asie enya wasenhia. Ensem wuno eni edi echire. Because there is noise in the house of God. And they are so for a crowd. Found one went to me who no crank can of grand panjo. And Jimmyan, you do, we are seeing Jimmy. This is what is happening. I know some preachers say, won't pet. I say, you can even polish the language. You want polished language? You go out there Monday to Friday and listen to rot profanity. And you come to church and you want the preacher to be polished and say polished things to you. You don't deserve polished words. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. You become Matthew, not Christo, Ninam, Obadiah. Babu, you wouldn't need more, and you were saying here. You don't even know the scriptures. The Jesus said, you err because you don't know the scriptures. You are making mistakes because you don't know the scriptures. And the other day, he said something that really cut my heart. He said, the children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. Am I talking to somebody? The children of this world in their generation, they are wiser than the children of light. And then a Christian here, Juma Boka. You err because you don't know the scriptures. Yeah. Yeah. You err because you don't know the scriptures. And then a soft me worry jai. No, I sound worry jai. He said, well, I didn't know, said it was A, B, or C. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. How come the Holy Spirit didn't guide you? How come the Holy Spirit didn't tell you so by way or by how? How come the Holy Spirit didn't tell you that this marriage will not last? How come the Holy Ghost didn't noise? Bring back the scripture again, Isaiah 66, verse 6. Noise. A voice of noise from the city. The world is talking noise. Noise. And that is the kind of worship that are broken through into the house of God. We want noise. Noise. Yet, the voice of the Lord is crying in the temple. In the temple. And Mama Comfort, the reason why the voice of noise is contending, is seriously contending with the voice of the Lord. Galatians 5:17. The flesh is warring the spirit, and the spirit is warring the flesh. The flesh is contending against the spirit, and the spirit is contending against the flesh. This is what should be our prime concern, to be able, yeah. Paul said the other day, very interesting, I put myself under subjection that having preached to many, I myself will not be a castaway. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse number 27. If it is not first is first, second is first. It's not part of my notes. Just quoted it spontaneously. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. If it is not there, 2 Corinthians, check it. Put it there. I just want to read it. If we want to finish reading, I can proceed and tell something to the people of God. One of the things that is noise is breathing into the house of God. I'm reminding you that a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possesses. What you drive doesn't make you anybody. Where you live, the clothes you wear, the desire. When you were coming, you were naked. And naked, you will return. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. I keep my body under and bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself will not be a castaway, or I myself should be a castaway. In other words, the preacher, the anointed man of God, the anointed woman of God can be a castaway. Pioneer! I don't know anything. MPD, where am I preaching? I'm sorry, maybe crazy matter. That is Yamia Juma. 90% of preachers die from stress. Yeah. And my own members will say, Papa ni ochemwas and it titin the new tan tenbi. My own members. It will amaze you. My own members. Look at how difficult the work of the Lord is. Let me take a vacation and go to somewhere like Hawaii. My own members will say, my own members will say that. But whilst I'm preaching right now, let me collapse and die. My own members will say, because he didn't rest, he has collapsed and died. My own members. Now I am killing myself for my members, and yet they don't even see it. Because noise will not allow them to do that. Noise. And we don't be more handsome. We entry upon them. Noise. Noise. While the church member is sleeping, the preacher is thinking about a new auditorium and learn how to build it, cement, iron rods, whatever, whatever, and all that kind of thing. While the church member is sleeping, the preacher is thinking about the bills, electricity, television, radio bills for a whatever, and all that, equipments and all that, cameras, instruments, you know, hotel equipments, trucks, and all stuff like that. So by the time the preacher is 50 years, they already have gray hair. I'm serious. By the time the preacher hits 50 years, he is already dying. Dying! Because of noise. Noise. I bring myself under subjection. So I'm telling my fellow workers, rest when you need to, take a break when you need to. Because if you die today, we will replace you today. And never think that when I die, the work of God will not go on. If you die and the work of God collapses, it was never God. Yeah. As someone you claim me, Jesus Christ, dear, you didn't say any deity and say, it is a proof for you say, who answers whoever. Yeah. Unless a seed falls to the ground and die, the Bible said it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth many fruits. Yeah. And so if a leader of a church dies and the church collapses, that church was not a foundation of the Holy Spirit. It can never happen. When you're in short, that I myself will not be a castaway. Noise! people can sit on television and people who are not even Christians can criticize pastors, criticize the pulpit, criticize the holy things of God. They are not even Christians. They don't go to church. And they are talking about the church. What nonsense? What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that? You don't go to church. You are criticizing church. You are not part of the church. You are not part of the family of God. And yet you talk nonsense. And there are other Christians supporting that rubbish. Because as of we a senior woman comment to when you're near the away and say we're free, we're fast zongo boys beat you said you know when you include numa and then you're made here. You was him pray fibi abanifi at the fubi amodia be when you're near human. You was him pray fee in freabon and quabon ten. A dear beer and so every day any ever. This is we should match it out. And son of Beban and here we say, Jumano, into you go. So we are going to match the field, the noise, the carnality, the materialism. I'm telling you, sin will not prevail over God's people. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Obin chira mi ni entia. Sabri! Asori bi aye ma. Iti wainum ne tubo ne gu abonting. Wainum ne ni gu abonting. Wainum ene ene e gu abonting. I want to know. We are all in church this morning. So who are the, you know, people committing abortion? I want to know. We are all in church. So somebody tell me, you know, who are the people looting Ghana? Politicians, they real women, you know, free. Yeah. Omi free. You have forgotten so quickly that you could procure near free baby, but Tom Masset back 80 Ghana cities in Ghana. You have forgotten it. Ghana, the assembly, kiki, mukan matu atune baby. You have forgotten that. And somewhere, wawa, man, you know, a common swivel chair, ne wo procurement book mu for 20,000 cedis. A chair, a swivel chair, 20,000. Why num ne yes adiye no? And by now they are in church. You are the reason why I lift my hand. Ensenhunu. Fansa mfunu kwa echidi. Tiani ya! Uti mibe ton akonyamba aku 20,000 mo mei. Na ya je. Kwa shia! Mama comfort you do not understand. Ube konia the gold vouchers. Fuel vouchers from Ghana Oil Company Limited. Now you are called Chili Gongel. You need a tire boom. 100 million. 10,000. We've been found called fuel free. When you are a beer, it's you are topa. Because you are penny free fire and you are a Jamai, my catch it all. More and more, a fire Jamai. The company in India, and they with them. More and more, a fire Jamai. Went to me, Mama, and said, yeah, why a fire? If you film on Penanumufi in a barn, okay. Fire Jamai. And so, Babu Kutau, or Bikuru, no, I want an Edano, and Yan Shira. We say woman to mean God, amen. Yeah, preaching now, woman say. Yeah, why adventure? We'll be power, three bottles. If we clap now, Benjamin Fee, my spirit, no, a noise. Noise, just like most of our gospel music, noise, Noise! Noise. Noise. Where are all the songs gone? Where are all the songs gone? Now, we don't write songs based on scripture. Yeah, our lyricists are not biblicists. It's gone. I've already told you that when we were kids and we used to go to school and go to mission school, I'm telling the government, give the mission school back to the church. Give it back to the church. Mumfas asafunu school no samfama, sorry no. And then, you know, discipline has been broken down in some hununkuana cause of, you know, penny muabo frabo fremu penny. Abo fret me chinao man penny a kufa do a nim titinata. It is because give the schools back to the church and let them. Yabu bidiwo, you know, in Kretia LA Presby School. Yabu comfort from Paul was you and me for hearing. Yeah, you know, now a book quotation, no Israel, yum, edionomy and sa imuidi kind. Yabu Elizabeth and Ponza, now a quote to the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be? And then he will quote, you know, Psalm 27. Near Bo, because you are support. Now a quote to Psalm 91 and verse number 1. There were two or three soon in him tabia at Tanakadi and Punina say, Monsieur Bradisam Yankopo, and Mammy Gankopia, Mamma Bankasia. Why? Any a day to tea. And now Frab or Fracropano, just say, yes, yes, dear, yes. Tatiano of form, because substance is gradually getting away and silhouette, shadows is coming. I'm telling you, are you clapping your hands? I finish up and then we'll sing the national anthem. This is why you will say the Lord, you know, I promise on my honor to be faithful. Do you know what it means to be faithful? You can't be faithful to your wife. You want to be faithful to an institution. You can't be faithful to your wife. You want to be faithful to a nation. And I'm telling you, oh, you can clap your hands, please. Serious. The reason is because Jesus is no more the center of the church. Now, we are making preachers demigods. Preacher is becoming a demigod. And that is why some of our preachers, when they die, we don't even believe they have died. The reason is because we never believe they will die. We are nipa. Let me put it in the right concept. We are dust. You are dust, and dust you will return. So pretending to be all this exuding personality, you will die. We once were will be able to true. Atamata di asho. The preacher in the pulpit understands five things. Number one, hermeneutics. Number two, homiletics. Number three, apologetics. The preacher in the pulpit is defending the text. The word of the preacher is defending the text of the scripture. The liturgy of the word of God. The preacher has a business of properly defending the text. Number four, exegesis. Exegetical ability to correctly interpret the scriptures. And the preachers are every utimuso mumu ha. Bible no kura be bring him Bible nim Holy Spirit nyame won hom se yuti mo se bi ni bebre so otim bi preach tie mo nom ne ade o wi akoda ne mprechi o shafo ye fafa nom ne ade mo nya papa mo jare mo sha mo jare te se gana mo jare tiaria Jesus, not preacher, no. Yinya me asam. Yinya me asam. Now what come and say the asam not here.
You know, said the preacher no, has the ability to correctly interpret the scriptures. A shah sorry man in cry. So will be in your Bible nip.
Uba sorry na condom she will go to.
Uba sorry na condom she will go to.
Say a good amen. Let's welcome Nana Akunedu. Sit next to Akunziasa.
Hallelujah.
As I finish, I want to tell you. Mubeyeshia munyeshia. Mubeyenyuna munyenyuno. Na bochino bojo som na nsonya miyeni. Osom basa basa na nsonya miyeni. Ukutababro kasi yon yon maame. Unyame som na mwe tutuntukuru. Eka asemacha. You can't even take care of your mother. Baba oma ami beifu. Wa tamsi de abreme. We see the no injireni so. I'm telling you, offering baby in Jeremy's. Who is saying about Nano? Come on, you mum.
Then she ran him.
Obi Kunun America. And I did be ever bought tight. Would it be but too tight? And who we are? Would it be our first and second offering? Fako.
Then she ran me so.
Muntimi mama nzema Ishiran last week in so bi kunu sika no na ade ba ya shireme ni dodo yebeyi ama na fako o pasum bi ama se fo bi kunu sika koma no obi kunu na han da ama sister on question. I'm serious on question. It is a good one. Any of my culture. Unconness. Same thing, any Pamuninji. Hey, honorables, ya Umuninja, go cronon of fine night. Cronon Umunai. In tea, in Cassia, woon and so dear. Nadi ambiji, you know, please. Mufa, Munia, some pack, grow 4 year no more fa. I guess your total cast, I can see a mom. You know, near talk no that care when I went in Breno. And no me say. Yeah, check your accident to the Conani theater. The Conana come at the form. Nana then and sooner to a woman, the quack see a wound. And penny floor. It to me, be when woman from woman, they call their children, grandchildren, come together and they bless them. Timothy, I'm on baby. Pass your boon, album, ma. Of our way, we're not in a done in a nan toad in the second way, the animal. We have from what dampen on what called the messy wing in Shara. In Shira knew so. It's the accident in Unia when you be two and one swat. Pia! Etienne were from Tia. Wouldn't you mean you so? Why a illegal connection better than what you so? Wouldn't you mean you so? Why a illegal connection? ECG, I will use it for 6 months. Wouldn't you? And so I why for 6 months. Tia, you will be Tia will be a cassette in Numatia. Won't be preaching. I tell all our sons and daughters who are in national security, the police service, the army, customs, immigration, I tell them, dear Zempa.
And yes, sir. And penny for him would be the obey ye, Jume Bia. And no me and no son nebeba. Monko Bromo. Munko papa woman is so kuno or not your one instruction every one na wo ya dear no in shouldn't you they wanna say what da wa young boy 34 and may by a dear prisi ni bako omadin a yabo a ye a punona no 31 o papa tease o mame tease. And call your papa no mammy shira for, and no papa no mammy see for. wonanka papa no maami wu a wonanka wosie wo no me wu munye nsha. The reason is because ye din amesom no aye didi eni hu ye noise. Preaching say yempe. Preaching we yempe. If I hear you, I'm a Europe. If we say, Amaya, umuni, a japadia kura meye, baby, omokura yi. Iwe sika koko, iwe fango, iwe mframeja. Yesi godina is the richness and enrichment of this nation. Vegetation lines. Krubi hoa umuni kwaye. Kwaye biritu umunibi. Kwaye doto umunibi. Iwe wenu muna. Uwe kona chamfa insibu. Aku shifuwe ya womeninke tenkiti. Uwe konu umuni yutugu. Aisha kushini beifu chamanfu ya. Yejane mani kuyi. Nano me hear ye say, you know, upa ako prison, you will find many people kwa ye galam say ya maybe num 17 years, 20 years. Namwe jai Aisha mani ko. Ah, Christo bibi samo. When you appear before him, John 5:22, you will answer. You will answer. And then I went to a pensioners meeting at police depot when my father was alive. I took him to a review. They were doing re-registration of pensioners. When we got there, I had never seen anything like that. For 2 days, I couldn't sleep. I haven't seen old people, as many, close to 3,000 people in one place. I haven't seen anything like that. I'm shaving the state. This is a suit. I met a former diplomat. Was in navy suit, red tie, beautifully dressed. Came out of his Mercedes S-Class. And there are also a lot of them. Abubi no pampas, ebi ani afra, ebi tiwiche mu, ebi ani abo, ebi ani abo from the previous day. And what team, because omu edene ba ene deni beja ho, and omoko. And they are there overnight, komu denu untimi nkasa, and wazo ati, because they need the biometric data access. Ana mi hunu se omo kure ye registration omo nyuni nipa omo nsuro nyame ene omo munipa nka mo betimi aye in a way you can go to their vicinities because you don't need to bring all these old people out depinu mo ti eyim ana mi hunu se woni pa wie ye nyefe onipa e wie ye nyefe but bible say kare wotini nini ti asama mi kai kare wotini nini na hwe nipa wo ye pe se nipa na wie ye. Stand to your feet. I will finish by telling you Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And the verse number 14, the Bible said, for God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it is good or bad, or whether it be evil. God will bring it to judgment. It must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we shall account. I will repeat and tell you, all the things we do in funerals are acting. If you know, he was a nice preacher, he was a great game. God will determine the outcome, not the preacher. I'm repeating it to you. Nice funeral, nice coffin, nice tribute, nice brochure, but you might be in hell. I'm telling you. You don't believe in hell. When you get there, you will know. There is a hell. You know, you preach, you know, for us, I'm Kodo. Ajime Maserati, me tap, me tap, Laboni. Don't worry.
Say Christo nka ho a enwie mu die. Ese fa ho ma Christ. E mani na ba no tofa. Na afi de we yi yo na no nyama ba. Because you know Christ. The Bible said when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men came from the east to worship him. Wise men still worship Jesus. If you are wise, you give your life to Christ. Let's play the national anthem and pray for the country. Put your right hand on your chest. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar and pray for this nation. This nation needs our prayer. Let's make intercession for it. Can I hear you utter prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus? And right now, Father, even as your people are praying, I am making a prayer before you and asking you for forgiveness. Forgive the innocent blood that have stained our flag. The cruel, brutal, and excruciating killing of innocent people. The people who died in prison for nothing, including Dr. J.B. Dangwa. Forgive this nation of that. A nation that kills its leaders. A nation that kills the people who can make it successful. A nation that kills its own prophets. A nation that killed Captain Mahama and J.B. Dankwa Edu and Ahmed Swale and Marcus and Mark Ofori and Honorable Mahama Adam, MPP constituency chairman that died by acid. God, forgive. Forgive the madness that goes on in our country, the cruelty and injustice, the rot and corruption, the madness, the impunity, people doing things without even the fear of the rule of law. Forgive. We make intercession. Even as we pray, I pray for my president. And Ado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, our mother, Lady Rebecca, and the first family. And Papa, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, be gracious unto us. Be gracious unto us. May this nation finish well. In the precious name of Jesus. Now you don't know Christ as Savior. You want to make him your Lord. You want your sins to be forgiven. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for your people and I'm asking your grace over their lives in Jesus' precious name. Be merciful towards them in the name of Jesus the Christ. This week, make it a week of inshiramu, inshiramu, inshirankwa. Give your people rest and divine security. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Yes, the money was from our from.
Got the mighty one to glory.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.